Relative to that and what the video was sharing with you, I want to impart to you a little bit of Winnie's wisdom. Now, I'm not talking about Winston Churchill, although he had quite a few bits of wisdom to impart during his time and during the Second World War. But no, this is a different Winnie. Yes. Chuck got it right. I could see him. Now, the Winnie the Pooh. Some of you may think of Winnie the Pooh as just some childlike character and, you know, a fun cartoon and whatever. But there's a lot of wisdom in the things that come out. And you can put that up, Donna. And here's Winnie with Piglet. "What day is it?" asked Pooh. "It's today," squeaked Piglet. "My favorite day," said Pooh. Now, I could have said, "Well, today's Sunday," but he didn't. He said, "What day is it? It's today." Now, why do you think, and anybody can chime in here if you'd like, why do you think Winnie's favorite day is today? That's all we have. In a way, that's very true. Any other thoughts? Well, there's only 3 days, really. Even though we have 7 days in the week, there's yesterday, there's today, and there's tomorrow. Now, there's a lot of people that live in the past. Yesterday, the day before that was yesterday's yesterday, and so on. A lot of people do live in the past. They dwell on perhaps past achievements or triumphs, accomplishments. Makes them feel good. You know, I remember the time that, I'm not speaking for myself, I'm just saying, a person might say this, I can remember the time that, gee, I was part of this team and we won the championship or something. And they relive those moments over and over again. Doesn't really accomplish much other than maybe to make you feel good for a short period of time, because it's in the past. You'll never really experience that again except in your memory. You can't relive it. It's gone. It's done. It's over with. In the same way, there's a lot of people that dwell on their past mistakes and failures. And they dwell on how they feel and wish they could change things, make different decisions relative to the past, correct the mistakes they've made. They feel perhaps guilty over some things. Maybe they still feel the hurts. That's been, you know, maybe because of something somebody said or did to them. They feel terrible. And that can linger with them. And what does it do when you dwell on those things? If they're negative things that you dwell on, it gets you depressed. It robs you of your joy. And even if you dwell on the good things of the past, relive them over and over and over again, it's just like the video said. You could miss what God has for you today. It's easy to miss it if you're constantly thinking about the past. You cannot change it. As much as we might want to, we can't change it. The best thing that we can do is just, okay, that's the way it was. I'm putting it behind me, and I'm living for today. Now, some people dwell on tomorrow and worry about it and fret over it, or maybe make great plans that may or may not come about. Next week I'm going to do this, or next year I'm planning this big thing. I'm going to start a business maybe. I'll go on some great adventure, you know, take a long trip, go around the world or something. It could be something very simple. But they're constantly thinking about what they want to do or what they wish would happen. They're constantly thinking about it and worrying about it. Am I going to be able to? Are we going to have another COVID variant? How might that affect the things that I want to do? Am I going to be able to put food on the table? Prices are getting so high. Gas is so high. What am I going to do? And you get anxious and you worry about it. Well, tomorrow isn't here yet. There are thousands and thousands of yesterdays. There are thousands and thousands of tomorrows yet to come. But there is only one today. Only one. And that's the day that we need to focus on. That's the day that we need to find our enjoyment and to find our purpose in, to live our lives in the moment, like the video says. Lord, keep me in the moment. Keep me focused on today and what you have for me today, rather than worrying about the past or worrying about the future. I can't change either one. The only thing I can do is live out today, make the best decisions possible, and not worry about things. And there are a number of scriptures that talk about this. Here's this first one in Isaiah. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? If you're dwelling on the past, you're not going to be able to see what the Lord has for you. Don't dwell on the past. I'm doing a new thing. God does something new every day. He has something new for you every day. Whether it's to notice something that you've overlooked or paid little attention to. Maybe suddenly you're just walking about and you say, gee, I've never noticed that beautiful plant before, or that flower, or that I heard that particular songbird, and it just brings joy to your heart, and you realize, wow, what a wonderful world God created. It's so easy to miss these things. But God does indeed have something new for us each and every day. Might be a small thing. Might be a great thing. But he doesn't have something new for you yesterday. Maybe he'll have something new for you tomorrow, but tomorrow isn't here yet. So why worry about it, or why look for it? Look for what God has for you today. He's always doing new things and providing for us. Notice, as part of the Lord's Prayer, found in Matthew 6, what does the Lord say? Give us this day our daily bread. He doesn't say, Lord, give us yesterday's bread. Wouldn't be any good, probably be stale anyway. He doesn't say, give us tomorrow's bread. But when tomorrow becomes today, we can say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. So even the Lord is telling us, focus on today. Our needs for the day. The Lord will provide them. Just give us this day our daily bread. Same way, Psalm 68. Blessed be the Lord who daily, that is, or the same as saying day by day, loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. The psalmist really knew it, didn't he? Blessed be the Lord who daily or day by day loads us with benefits. Each day, pouring out things for us, his blessings and his benefits. Each day, as we need them. It's like when the Israelites were walking through the wilderness for 40 years. He provided manna for them because they were in the wilderness. They couldn't grow anything. They didn't have enough provisions to take with them to last 40 years. God provided manna. How did he do that? Daily, day by day. What did he say as part of the instructions? Just gather enough for the day. If you gather more than you need for the day, by the time tomorrow comes, it's going to be filled with worms. He wanted them to depend on him one day at a time. And so he only provided manna enough for the day, but each day it was there. And yet sometimes we worry about things like that. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Am I going to have enough food? Am I going to find groceries on the shelves? I don't know how many times I've gone to the grocery store, and yeah, there are times when I can't find what I'm looking for, but I didn't necessarily need it that day. But at other times I went, I'm looking at my list, and I go to the counter or the shelf, and son of a gun, there's one left. Praise God, I got it. That happened a lot of times. Now maybe the next person after me, the same thing might happen because the Lord can miraculously put another one on the shelf. Whether he did that for me, I don't know. But I don't care, it was there. Thank you, Lord, you know. But that's it. Take each day as it comes. Live each day to the fullest. You can't live in tomorrow, that's gone. I mean yesterday, rather, that's gone. And you can't live in tomorrow, it's not here yet. And again in Matthew, Jesus speaking, you're all familiar with this one. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You have no way of knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. We might worry about something that we think is going to happen, and lo and behold, the Lord changes things and it doesn't. Sometimes we just worry too much about things that we have no control over, and we're not really trusting God. We're trying to grab hold of it and control our circumstances. And God is saying, let go. I'm in control of everything. You let go. Let me deal with it. Let me provide for you one day at a time. All I want you to do is just live out this day, because this is a gift I've given you. And tomorrow there'll be another gift of another day. And you live out that one day at a time. So it's easy to see that Winnie was really wise. I didn't know poos were that wise, but he certainly is. His favorite day is today, because he knows that's all he's got, is today. And then when tomorrow comes, that one will be today. And that's all he will have then as well. But he's looking forward to the adventure of today. He's not dwelling in the past. He's not anxious about tomorrow. Each day is an adventure in itself. What does God have for you today? You know, we're still in the morning. There's many hours left to the day. Who knows what the Lord may have for you the rest of the day? It's an adventure. You might find some little blessing around the corner. Something unexpected. The Lord may just give you peace in your heart because you've been worried about something. But that's what he wants us to do. Just focus on the gift of the day that he has given us. Walk with him, talk with him. Receive his blessings. And don't worry. Don't live in the past. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Today is a glorious day. Live it to the fullest. And be blessed. And you can too. You too can be like Winnie. Hopefully not look like him, but you can be like him in other ways. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. Your ways are different, Lord. Humanly speaking, we often dwell on the past. That's okay to remember things. Remember some of the bad things, yes, that if something like that happens again, we know how to deal with it. Remember the good things and enjoy the blessing, knowing that you were in our yesterdays, and to thank you for them. But we don't live there, Lord. We live in today. So help us to train our minds to think along the lines of today. And like the song says, keep me in the moment, Lord. This moment, we are with you. You're here. Keep us in each of the moments that we have throughout the day, that we can appreciate you and bless you and love you and praise you and thank you. And help us, Lord, that we don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough troubles all of its own. But tomorrow also may have wonderful blessings, and it'll be an adventure to discover them. But that's only when tomorrow becomes today. In the meantime, Lord, just help us to focus on this day and being with you in it. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to truly learn all of your ways, to understand how you want us to be and think and act, because it's all for our benefit. You want us to live with peace and contentment and joy in our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, for every bit of blessing that you give us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.